I have 5 finger picks in the world. If I lose them, that's it. Big deal, so I get 5 finger picks. This song, let me see, oh yeah. Oscar Brandt was, there's a part in this song that's a quote from the Bible that I didn't know about an eagle in the air. That's in this song. Sometimes I feel just like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel just like a motherless child. A long way from my home. A long way, yeah, from my home. And sometimes I feel like a mourning dove. You know, sometimes I feel just like a mourning dove.
Motherless children have a hard time when the mother is dead. children have a hard time when the mother is dead. When the mother is dead. You know, some people tell you that your sister will do when your mother is dead. You know, some people tell you that your sister will do when your mother is dead. You know, some people tell you that your sister will do, but as soon as she's married, she'll turn her back on you. Who? Motherless children have a hard time when the mother is dead. And you know, some people tell you that your cousin will do when your mother is dead. You know that some people tell you that your cousin will do when your mother is dead. You know that some people tell you that your cousin will do, but no one gonna love you like your mama do. Motherless children have a hard time when the mother is dead. When the mother
gonna fly beyond the sky. I'm haven't seen until the bell took rings when I bid this world goodbye. I can hardly wait, I know I can't be late. I'm gonna spend my time in prayer. And when the ship comes in, gonna leave this world of sin when I'm sailing through the air. I'm gonna take a trip on the old gospel ship, gonna fly beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing until the bell tolls.
I'd like to ask a very dear friend of mine up here, Tom Ludlow. Tom was playing behind me about 2 years ago until he was visiting with an uncle, Sam. And I remember this last song because the last concert he accompanied me in, I sang this song. It's called Ba'ivinu Siyachu Migadalim Berushalayim. King Uzziah built some towers in Jerusalem. He built them of strength, fortified them with mortar, and used a bit of spirit.
Vayivin Uzziah migadalim berushalayim. Vayivaskem. Vayivaskem. Vayivin Uzziah migadalim berushalayim. Vayichaskem. Vayichaskem. Vayiven migadalim. Vayiven migadalim. Bom devar. Vayakstut barot rabim. Vayakstut barot rabim. Vayiven migadalim. Vayiven migadalim. Bom devar. Vayakstut barot rabim. Vayakstut barot rabim. Migadalim Berushalayim, Vayichaskem, Vayichaskem. Vayiven Uzziah migadalim Berushalayim, Vayichaskem, Vayichaskem. Vayiven migadalim, Vayiven migadalim. Bom devar, Vayakstut barot rabim, Vayakstut barot rabim. Vayiven migadalim. I even
I learned this next song about 4 years ago. I was working in the Adirondack Mountains. Bunch of Mexican people. And whenever I think of that experience, I think of these people singing this song late into the evening. It's called Malagueña Salerosa. It's a young man singing it to his girlfriend. He's commenting on her beautiful black eyes. He says they are so beautiful that he hates to see her blink.
Debajo de estas dos cejas, qué bonitos ojos tienes. Ellos me quieran mirar, pero si tú no los dejas, ni siquiera palpadear.
Let's all get up fairly close to the mics here. It's very hard to get this many instruments and all in the same tune when the temperature and humidity are like this. We'll do the best we can.
Don't want
you need the psaltery.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're gonna do that.
Okay. Can we bring the psaltery out? One of the great thrills of my lifetime is seeing other people playing the psaltery. And we're going to bring one out on the stage, and I'm not going to play it this time. One of the boy or girls will play it, and they're going to do a tune called Mo Mary. Just play it out now. Okay, Susan, maybe you can come along on that. Thank you. Well, that brings this program tonight to a close. There will be dance.
This will be a workshop on microphone placement. What are we doing? Why don't we do it?
Okay.
Right?
What song are we going to start with?
I don't care, any song. All right.
You may be wondering which twin has the Tony.
All right.
She's standing next to me.
That's not Tony.
All right. I'm not sure I know.
What are we doing?
Huh? Yeah, right.
Oh, well, I don't need this, right?
You're going to sing a bit
of that. Oh, all right.
What are we doing now?
Gypsy Girl.
Oh, Robin. You sing those.
What?
You know the words. You sing
we haven't seen each other for a long time.
Yeah, like we live in St. Louis and they live in Boston.
What was his name again?
we're the Katsoy sisters, remember?
We're in D.
In D? You may be,
what
but I was
doing?
In E.
With servants to wait on me while in my car.
pretty brown cheeks, which now you love so well. And he said, my little gypsy girl, will you my fortune tell? Will you my fortune tell? Will you my fortune tell? And he said, my little gypsy girl, will you my fortune tell? Yes, sir, kind sir, please hold to me your hand. You've many a fortune in many a distant land. And all those pretty young girls,
sound man say, do you need a mic for the banjo or don't you? You said this was a workshop on mic placement.
Now would you like a mic for your voice?
Well.
And how about the foot?
One for the tapping, you mean? I guess a lot of people have a thing, you know, in folk music, a shtick, I guess you could call it. Seems like my shtick is supposed to be a play the gentlest banjo. I feel like a commercial for toilet tissue or something. So I was trying to think of, you know, what would be a really gentle banjo song. So this is supposed to be a gentle banjo song. I learned this from a girl I went to college with about in 1954. That dates me, doesn't it? And I was in Washington, D.C., and Joe Hickerson taped this for a radio program that he had. This girl that I learned it from happened at that time to be living in Washington, D.C., and happened to have the radio on. And I mentioned that I learned the song from Ruth Kellum, and she was ironing and kind of burnt her clothes and things, so realizing her name was on. What? Yeah, right.
Woody knows nothing but a peck on a bough, a bough where the sky is blue. Little did I know till I met you what love, oh love, could do, what love, oh love, could do.
Huh?
I wanna bird sings sweet. Lean my back against the white oak tree, for to see two lovers meet. For to see two lovers meet, oh my love, and to hear what they had to say, that I might learn a little of their love before I go away. Come in, my own true love, and sit you down by me. It's been three quarters of a long, long year since together we have been. Oh, I can't come in and I won't come in, for I haven't but a moment's time. They say you are married to a house carpenter, and your love shall never be mine. But when your heart was mine, and it was, oh my love, and your head lay upon my breast, you could make me believe that the moon was in the south and the sun rose in the west. There's many a girl goes round about to hear the little small birds sing, and there's many a girl who will sit at home to rock the cradle and sing, and there's many a star will jingle in the west, and many a leaf below, and there's many a hell will light on a man for seeing the young girl so. For I have climbed as high a tree and robbed as rich a nest, that I'll climb down with ne'er a fall and marry whom I love best.
Having four people is that you have so many variations of mic arrangement. How are we going to do this?
Also a workshop on the stool place.
No, that takes place in the gap.
Okay. the sleigh burst at sea. She departed in peace and rested in the heavens above. When the sleigh burst at sea, she departed in peace and rested in the heavens above.
In 1925, on the eve of Independence Day, come on, wake up. There was a major disaster of the song-producing type in the city of, great city of Boston, where Irene and I live, known as the Pickwick Club tragedy. And we found a 78 RPM record which tells the story better than most accounts. On the record, it was done with guitar and fiddle, but I find it very difficult to play the fiddle and guitar at this hour of the morning, so I will whistle the fiddle part. If I forget the words, you help.
Can you whistle through?
I don't know. I haven't tried to whistle through this.
Was the night before the glorious 4th in staid old Boston town, when the building known as the Pickwick Club came rumbling, tumbling down. The place was filled with people, a carefree lot were they, full of the joys of nightclub life, singing and dancing away. Then all of a sudden the walls gave way, the floor slid out into space, the lights went out and moans and groans were heard all over the place. In a buried heap of ruins the helpless victims lay. Rescuers worked with might and main, digging and searching away. When the work was done, the terrible news was broadcast far and wide, and the papers show in the final count that 44 had died. Those unsuspecting people, a carefree lot were they, never a thought of future harm, singing and dancing away. Was the hand of God, a great many said, who from his throne on high tore the building down as a punishment and caused these folks to die, that future sons and daughters might learn a lesson there and cast off the chains of reckless life and travel along on the square. But this was the eve of the jolly 4th, when men go looking for fun, and lots of things can be excused by nearly everyone. In the golden realms of heaven, where angels hold full sway, all of us hope they're happy now, singing and dancing away.
Some miles east of there, in Malacca, town of Malacca, in what we now call Malaysia, is a place where a lot of various language groups and cultural groups have gotten together over many years, and there are descendants of Malays and Chinese and Indians and Portuguese and English and Dutch, and some of these, one community still speaks an ancient form of Portuguese that's no longer found in Portugal. And there's a nice song about a little green bird called Passarinha Verde. And if you can get enough breath or coffee or whatever you use to try those two words, it's a nice chorus that doesn't demand that you split your throat singing. It just goes pasading. Is that right? Let's try pasadena verde. What key? Pasadena verde is the wrong key. Pasadena verde. Pasadena verde. If you can sing it in A, you can sing it in E. Pasadena verde. That's more morning raga like. Pasadena verde. Pasadena verde. Pasadena verde. The challenge is to try to sing that whenever the chorus comes around and not to sing it during the verses. Pasadena verde, nagayo la scubia, choma siara borta pertu, choma siara ta cantari. Pasadena verde, nagayo la scubia, choma siara borta pertu, choma siara ta cantari. Pasadena verde. Pasadena verde, pasadena verde, pasadena verde, pasadena verde, mas verde di serende, già sai di sua gaiola, che corrente lo cuore. Pasadena verde, agora fica allargato, una vez ya sai de gaiola, avue con cuidado. Pasarinha verde, pasarinha verde, pasarinha verde, pasarinha verde. Oh, little green pasarinha bird, the little bird calls to his friend to come and sing with him. Second verse says, oh, pasarinha, green pasarinha bird, greener even than the serende, a local bird, newly escaped from your cage, which link did you undo? Oh, pasarinha, so recently a prisoner and newly free, fly carefully. Let's do your part. You really have to get into it right away because you don't get much to sing. Pasarinha verde. Pasarinha verde, pasarinha verde, pasarinha verde. That's it. Pasarinha verde, nagayo la subia, choma siara borta pertu, choma siara ta cantari. Pasarinha verde, nagayo la subia, choma siara porta aperto, choma siara ta cantare. Now, pasarinha verde, pasarinha verde, pasarinha verde, pasarinha verde, pasarinha verde, mas verde di serende, già sei di sua gaiola, che corrente lo cuore. Pasarinha verde, agora fica allargato, una vez già sai di gaiola, a voi con cuidado. Here we go. Pasarinha verde, pasarinha verde, pasarinha. Pasarinha verde, pasarinha verde, pasarinha, pasarinha verde.
Just a minute.
Jack goes on the guitar.
Oh, that's Jack goes on the guitar.
exercise?
This one will be in case you want to cough.
This is called Vranyanka, and we apologize to all the folk dancers around for the liberties we've taken with it. Shana Dusha, Shana More, Atvari Migata. Shana Dusha, Shana More, Atvari Migata. Atvari Mishana Frata, Dati Dandukata. Oh, le 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 le. Too many songs written about folk heroines, are really kind of gutsy females, and I rather like this one about Belle Starr.
There weren't too many of them.
How do you know? Okay, deep.
Daughter was
Cherokee lover, Blue Duck was his name. He loved you in the sand hills before your great fame. I heard he stopped a bullet in 1885, and your Blue Duck's no longer alive. You took Jim Reed to your warm wedding bed, and from out of your love was born the boy Ed. A pal killed Jim Reed by the dark of the moon, and your son Ed was blowed down in a drunken saloon. Bell Star, tell me where have you gone since old Oklahoma sand hills you did roam? Is it heaven's wide streets that you're tying your reins, or single buttons somewhere?
We took the kids on a tour, among other places, went to the Textile Museum in North Andover, Massachusetts, where they have textile industry type exhibits. And in the library, I found a motto song with chorus. How long has it been since you've sung a good motto song with chorus? This is called A Friend to the Working Man. It was written by P.G. Haverty and published in Lawrence, Massachusetts, where there was a good deal of textile industry stuff. And
copyright 1895.
And the chorus is so great that you have to learn it and sing it as soon as I spread this out. Can we get some...
What's the copyright date?
It was copyright in 1895, but we're going to sing it
anyway.
Without royalties. How do we do this? And just, that's all we need.
We need a guitar.
Was I playing?
Yes.
This will be interesting.
What key were we going to do it in? D?
E. Do you have the title memorized yet?
Yes.
What key?
E.
If that happen? You're in charge of the wind, okay?
We need 1, 2, 3, 4 volunteers with small stones, or one apiece. Oh, no! Pennies! Pennies! Or one volunteer with 4 small stones.
And you didn't say one stone volunteer, did you?
Here, which one?
Good morning, gentle robin.
Seems to be blowing.
Yes. Is there anyone else blowing? Here.
Stones.
How's that? Keep
I'll hold that
things
one.
Tied down here.
Okay? Everybody
oh,
must.
I hope we can do this. It's such a great chorus. It goes...
E.
Oh, are you an E? All right, I'll adjust. God never made a man to make of him a slave. Remember that you cannot take your wealth all to the grave. Give him fair day's wages, assist him when you can. Live and let live be your motto, be a friend to the working man. It's got this wonderful 1895 benevolent paternalism that you can sing it with. And just let yourself... I'll try to line out the first word of a phrase or something and just... Really, God, remember, give. We need your help. Assist. Live. God never made a man.
God never made a man to make of him a slave. Remember, remember that you cannot take your wealth all to the...
Give him fair day's wages.
Give him fair day's...
Assist him when you can.
Assist him when you can.
Live and let live be your motto.
Live and let live be your motto.
Be a friend.
Be a friend to the working.
God never made a man. Try it again.
God never made a man to make of him a slave.
Remember that you cannot take
your
wealth all to the grave.
Give him fair day's
wages. Assist him when you can. Live and let live be your motto. Be a friend to the working man.
Our country for a few years past has been in a bad state. Poor man and his family, their sufferings have been great. It seems that strikes and riots are increasing every year. And capitalists to our working men are getting too severe. Now, if the men at Washington would manufacture laws to protect the working men, that's the one. Assist them in their cause. Give them fair day's wages. Do a kind act when you can. Live and let live be your motto. Be a friend to the working man.
God!
God never made a man to make of him a slave.
Remember,
remember that you cannot take your wealth all to the grave.
Give!
Give him fair day's
wages. Assist!
Assist!
I am aware. Nor could you have grand mansions if workmen were not there. Remember that the rich and poor on each other do depend, and that each man in his turn needs assistance from a friend. So do to your fellow man what's right, who toils for his daily bread, who loves his home and strives to keep, we made it, his wife and children fed.
He envies not what the rich enjoy, but does the best he can. So you, who fortune favors, should be a friend to the working man.
God!
God never made a man to make of him a slave.
Remember!
Remember that you cannot take your wealth unto the grave.
Give him fair day's wages. Assist!
Assist him when you can.
Live!
Live and let live be your motto. Be a friend to the working man.
Should our country be in danger, as it was some years ago, it would be the army of labor that then would face the foe. They'd bid their wives and babes goodbye, as their fathers did before, and march off to the battlefield to protect the flag they bore. You cannot blame them to unite, their cause is right and just, when kept down by selfish capitalists, syndicates, and trusts. Well, let capital shake hands with labor and act a noble plan. No more strikes there'll be when this land so free is a friend to the working man. God, God never made a man to make of him a slave. Remember, remember that you cannot take your wealth all to the grave. Give, give him fair days, wages, assist him when you can. Live, live and let live be your motto. Be a friend to the working man. Thank you.
Are they good? Do they have one number that they could sing? One more number? Another one? Okay, one more number and then we'll have lunch. Gee, you're a great audience this morning. good. It's good to have. You throw it around a lot too. Should we take this away or?
Yeah, well, this is the. This
we have a few copies of the plans for this. If anyone wants, is seriously interested, we don't have too many. Actually, one is too many.
Let's roll it. I've got an idea.
It says liquidate.
Whee!
This is for Elijah.
Should we teach the chorus? Or? Yeah, why don't we sing it first? Sing. It's easy to start with a verse. This song has a nice has a nice easy chorus. It just says, I saw the light from heaven shining all around. I saw the light come shining. I saw the light come down. And you'll hear how it goes. And please join in. Let you start.
Dick Shipman, if you are around, come down and see me. Dick Shipman. Well, old Bob is tired, and I know everyone is hungry, so I decline. That's it. Give me those hisses. Come on. Let's hear them. Okay. The next workshop will be a concertina workshop at 1:30. So all of you Italians out there, come to the festival. No, these are English concertinas, not Italian. Right? Not even German or... Okay, if you have a concertina, come to the festival. We'll see you at 1:30. The afternoon program is posted on the bulletin board. So check the bulletin board and the program is there. Stretch Pyatt, if Stretch is here, we have an electrical problem we'd like to solve. Stretch Pyatt. Thank you.